Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. God is good, and He loves you. He has an amazing plan for you, and even if you're walking through difficult times, please know, friend, that He is for you, with you, walking beside you, behind you, and ahead of you. He loves you. So rest in that today. Okay, I am reading from Exodus chapter 19. We're going to, it's a longer chapter, so I'm going to read half of it, verses 1 through 14. In the World English Bible, it says this. In the third month, after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. When they had departed from Rephidim and had come to the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness, and there Israel encamped before the mountain. Moses went up to God, and Yahweh called to him out of the mountain, saying, "This is what you shall tell the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession from among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." Moses came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yahweh commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that Yahweh has spoken, we will do." Moses reported the words of all the people back to Yahweh. Yahweh said to Moses, "Behold, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and may also believe you forever." Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. Yahweh said to Moses, "Go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. For on the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people on Mount Sinai. You shall set bounds to the people all around, saying, 'Be careful that you don't go up onto the mountain or touch its border. Whoever touches the mountain shall be surely put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it is an animal or man, he shall not live.' When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mountain." Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's just pretty simple here. You have asked these children of Israel to hear your voice and to listen to your voice and obey. And that's what you're asking of us today too, to be quiet enough to hear your voice, to be tender enough to want to hear your voice, to be surrendered enough not to prefer the voices, the siren calls of this world, our own selfish voice, that all those voices become dim in light of your beautiful, empowering, encouraging, holy voice. And so, Lord, help us to obey, to really listen for it, to revere it, to walk underneath it, to obey what you have to say to us. Lord, I know that we grow not by knowledge, but by obedience. And so, Lord, not only are we to listen to your beautiful voice, but we are to do what it says. And so, Lord, thank you so much for giving us the Holy Spirit who lives within us and gives us the unction and the desire to do what you want us to do. Help us to live in light of that truth today, wholly surrender to you, resting in your power. Lord, also thank you so much that you chose this nation among all nations to proclaim your glory and your power to others, that they were to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So as a holy nation, they are to be set apart. As a kingdom of priests, they are to represent mankind before you. And that is, we see this same language in the New Testament, that we are to be now that holy nation. We are to be a kingdom of priests. We are to be a part of the kingdom of God, which is here, which is now. And Jesus, thank you so much for inaugurating that beautiful kingdom, that after post-resurrection, we have the opportunity to be used by you, which is so crazy to me. I know my clay-footed nature, but also that we can be ambassadors of you to a hurting and dying world. that we can bring light into dark places. And so, Lord, again, show us those places where you want our feet to walk. Help us to obey you in the hard things, the easy things, the small things, the large things, because you're worth it, Lord. You're worth our obedience. You're worth our reverence. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We worship you in your splendor and your audacious holiness. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of supporting this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At $10, you'll receive one of my paintings on the first of the month, $25, a secret podcast where I unpack what God's been teaching me that month, and $100, I'll add you to my prayer team. So thank you so much for all of you that do support this way, but also a thank you to all of you who pray for this podcast. I wouldn't be here today without those prayers. So thank you very, very much. I value prayer so much. I hope today is a prayerful day, prayerful day, and that you know that God's favor and joy and kindness rests upon you.